FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A repairs group is calling on eThekwini Municipality to ring-fence funds allocated for rebuilding infrastructure. The city announced that 10 billion rand has been allocated for upgrading water, electricity and waste management infrastructure. The Phoenix Civic and Ratepayers Association has raised concerns over governance and transparency. The group's Alice Govender says residents need to be given a stronger oversight role to ensure the funds are used properly and for their intended purpose.
We're always hearing about amounts being allocated towards some utility infrastructure that needs to be fixed. What is the governance mechanism that are in place? Because clearly the existing ones don't work. Monies go missing, money's maladministrated, it's corrupted away. It's fine to say that we have that money, but how is that money exactly being used? What is the breakdown structure? Why ratepayers have no oversight into how the money is spent?
As we commemorate Human Rights Day, an NGO has stepped up calls for legislation to protect activists and whistleblowers. Amnesty International South Africa says these individuals who blow the whistle on human rights violations often face threats, intimidation or harm. Organizations Genevieve Quintal says they're pleased that a discussion document has been on the table.
While we welcome the announcement that the Whistleblower Protections Bill will be introduced in Parliament this financial year, however, this alone does not ensure protection for all human rights defenders. Human rights defenders can be journalists, lawyers, healthcare professionals. They are normal members of the public who stand up for their and their community's basic human rights, no matter what they may be.
And defense officials in Gaza say more than 500 people have been killed over the past 72 hours since Israel resumed its bombardment of the Strip. Israeli military has announced it's expanding its ground operations after intercepting missiles fired from Yemen and Hamas. The Palestinian group said the rockets were a response to civilian casualties, which Israel has not commented on, maintaining its operations have only targeted Hamas. Israel resumed intensive bombing of the Gaza Strip when a ceasefire deal broke down this week. Meanwhile, the government has sacked the head of its internal intelligence agency, Shin Bet. The announcement came days after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he no longer trusts Ronan Bar, and despite public protests against the move. Bar, who joined the agency in 1993, will finish his term next month. Got a high of 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Olundi 30, Richards Bay, Ladysmith 31, Moira 28, Newcastle and Margate 29, 26 for Cockstead and the Berg. We've got 2 meter high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 6 after 6, Cape Town 24 degrees, Johannesburg 26.